Tawakkul comes from the root word wakala. Wakala means to appoint.
Today, I'd like to read to you an excerpt from
Allah is the unique Arabic name.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed. His decree, though, we learn.
This is Foresight, a program on how to worship Allah. So, dear listeners, we are talking about the result of our disciplines that are carried out in order to enhance, promote, and strengthen, and really power up our ubudiyah, our servitude, our obedience, and our worship to Allah. Now, we have talked about over the many programs in the past how there are different disciplines that can be done in order to enhance our ubudiyah. Most recently, we had been talking about how, you know, we should gauge ourselves, how we need to take ourselves into consideration, take our conditions into consideration, and we should gradually increase our ascetic austerities, our zuhud when it comes to materialistic wealth and materialistic worldly belongings. And so there are a great many different things, whether it is controlling our anger, paying attention and focusing during our ubudiyah, our different forms of worship and obedience to Allah, and try our best to gradually increase the amount of recommended things that we do. Of course, while keeping in mind that we cannot sacrifice the wajib, the obligatory, for the recommended, the mustahab. There are also different types of methods of self-control that must be done. Of course, regarding the haram things, the prohibited things, and of course, regarding the wajibat, the obligatory things, and how we need to constantly be aware of ourselves. Now, what happens when we do all these different disciplines? Of course, there is one end result, which I will talk about in the next segment of our program. But in this segment of the program, I think it is suffice to say that there are many end results when it comes to these different disciplines that done, of course, with sincerity, with focus, with good intention. Of course, the intention which is to not only satisfy the Almighty Allah, to gain the satisfaction of the Almighty Allah, but also to gain the nearness of the Almighty Allah. And so I think it suffices for this segment that there are a great many disciplines that can be done in order to enhance our ubudiyah, and of course there are a great very many results that come out from these disciplines. One very special one we will talk about in the next segment.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.com.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah.
Well organization in Islam, in the words of Imam Musa Sa'd, و اگر بخواهیم به ثمر برسیم و نتیجه بگیریم از عمرمون باید منظم باشیم.
And if we wish to reach achievements in our life, we need to be orderly. This principle teaches us to act in order in everything and every aspect of our life, in our domestic life, financial life, and educational life, in responding to people, in our interaction with friends, in gaining spirituality, in preaching and disseminating, and in everything we handle in any way. Otherwise, we move towards destruction and we become useless. This is just the example of a person who, in a tropical and hot climate, is wearing wool and is not ready to face this hot weather, or to wear thin clothes in cold weather, or to begin swimming with regular clothes, or to swim against the current. The whole world is based on truth, justice, and order. Anyone who acts disorderly will gain nothing. And there is no doubt about it. This matter could be deducted from many verses in the Quran. For example, verse 21 of Surah Al-Hijr, in which we read, "And we do not send it down except in a known measure." Or verse 19 of the same surah, stating, "And we grew in it every kind of balanced thing." The fact that this universe is based on order and everything is balanced could be found in dozens of verses, warning humans that this world is based upon order and organization. The wind, climate, the sun, rain, waves in the sea, seasonal winds, day and night being short or long, everything is orderly. And O human, if you wish to be successful and to take advantage of your life in this world, you need to adapt with the order of the universe. This is what we find in the Quran. Now, if someone claims that disorder is better than order, I believe it is against the Quran.
IRIB English Radio.
Our website is parsetoday.com.
Welcome back to your listeners. We were talking about the different disciplines that we have spoken about in the very different and various programs over the past. And we were talking about how these disciplines have an end result. And what is that end result? Now, we did want to focus in this segment of the program on that one end result. Now, of course, these various disciplines and this zuhud and this control of the carnal self, whether it is anger or it is physical desires or it is jealousy or greed or riya, showing off, which are these kind of spiritual values that we must have or we must not have, bravery and courage. And also we talked about different disciplines such as focusing on our sincerity, focusing on our niyyah, our intention, focusing during our different forms of ubudiyya. And of course, we talked about living a simple lifestyle, eating simply, thinking before we speak, and all these different facets and these different aspects of ubudiyya. Over the different sessions, we also talked about how ubudiyya is not limited to just daily prayers or du'as. Matter of fact, everything that we do for the sake of Allah, on the path of Allah, for the satisfaction of Allah, and of course for the nearness of Allah, is considered ubudiyya. Now, all of these different disciplines, what do they do? Well, eventually, when you discipline the self and the soul and the heart and the mind and the physical body, gradually the forces of nature and the forces of the carnal self are subdued and subjugated, meaning you are able to control and overcome your anger. You are able to not become greedy. You are able to not become jealous. On the other hand, you become courageous. You become honorable, right? You become truthful. You become sincere. On the other hand, you also break away from the chains of the material world. Your soul becomes stronger, right? So what happens is all these different forces of the materialistic realm are subjugated under the majesty and the greatness of the soul and the spiritual realm. Allahu Akbar. This, dear friends, is the, or at least one of the end results, if not the end result, this attaining and becoming the perfect human being, the insan al-kamil, as it is said in Arabic. This is the result of our very different and multiple and various disciplines in order to enhance, strengthen, and perfect our servitude, our obedience, and our worship to Allah, our ubudiyya.
Allah is the unique Arabic name for the one true God. He is the only one worthy of worship, with no rivals, equals, or partners. Allah is not like His creation, as nothing shares His divine essence and attributes, such as being the Creator, the Provider, the Most Merciful, the All-Powerful, the Most Just, the All-Wise, and the All-Knowing. Allah is without partner or equal in His authority and actions. The world was created by Allah's command alone. He runs the world and controls it all alone. Muslims believe that Allah is one, indivisible, and unequal in His divinity and knowledge. He does not have any ancestors, nor does He have descendants, and He is without wife, partner, or offspring. None came before Him, and He is in no need of any angel, prophet, or saint. Of all the sins committed by His creation, none is greater than the act of shirk, which is the Arabic word for associating partners with Allah. In the Islamic tradition, Allah has 99 names, which include the most loving, the friend, the most kind, and the most powerful. Allah can be translated in English language as the one and only God.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Foresight. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. Until another episode and another great tip, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.